The unemployment rate has hit a 16-year low. It fell to 4.3% last month, according to new numbers from the Labor Department today. But the economy added fewer jobs than economists expected last month, 138,000. Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. He joins us from New York. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
And what do you make of these numbers?
Well, I think I would just repeat what you said. I mean, unemployment at a 16-year low is just unequivocally a good thing, a sign of a strong economy. I'd point out also another measure called the U6 rate. Now, this tracks people who are working part-time but would actually prefer full-time work. That also hit the lowest level in a decade of about 8.4%. So when employment is this low, it's sort of natural that the number of jobs being added each month will start to decline. So it's not too surprising that the headline number of job additions was a little lower than it has been. To me, sort of the puzzling and potentially disappointing bit is that wage growth is still relatively weak at about 2.5%. When unemployment is as low as it is, it makes you wonder where is the wage inflation that will put more money in people's paychecks. And it's just not quite there yet.
Well, where are the jobs? Where are the biggest job gains and losses when you look into the numbers?
One of the big sectors is healthcare. Jobs in that sector rose by about 24,000, and this has been a strong sector for a while, obviously in large part because of the aging baby boom population. But some of the other strength was in professional and business services. It's a broad category, but that continued to trend very high, 38,000 jobs added. On the ho-hum side, jobs in construction, manufacturing, and finance were little changed.
So the Fed is holding a meeting later this month. It is expected to raise interest rates again. What do you think the Fed is going to take away from today's jobs report?
Yeah, I think the vast consensus of opinion I've read and all the market sort of metrics you can look at point to a lot of confidence that they'll increase the benchmark rate another quarter percentage point this month. There is a little bit of debate about whether they will raise it again this year after that. The odds are looking about 50-50 on that. And part of it will depend on what happens with the debt ceiling later in the year. If there is a lot of problems with that and a potential government shutdown, then that could maybe cause them to pause and not raise again this year. So we'll have to wait and see.
And there are reports that they're also considering reducing the size of their enormous multi-trillion-dollar balance sheet, which they've been, you know, buying up assets ever since the financial crisis to try to prop up parts of the economy.
Right. Everyone's expecting that to be sort of their next move, if not after this rate increase, certainly late this year, early next year. And that could serve the same function as raising interest rates to some degree.
Mike, just in the few seconds we have left, we saw the Dow, S&P and NASDAQ all close at record highs yesterday. What's going on in the markets?
Well, obviously, you know, the sum of the economic data hasn't been stellar lately, but it's not really raising any red flags about a recession anywhere on the horizon. I hate to say that out loud because you don't want to jinx it,
right.
But that seems to be the takeaway.
That's Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, thank you.
Thank you.